Blog Talk Radio.
In case y'all don't know what's up right now, but I know y'all know what's up right now. It's Man Made Radio, live in the mischief, man. DJ Corrupt right here checking in, live in the mischief. Man Made Radio, every Sunday, 6:30 p.m. sharp. Check us.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to the Man Made Radio Show. And, of course, I am your host, Anna May. You guys can catch me here live in the mischief each and every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. You heard DJ Corrupt. That is via blogtalkradio.com/manmaderadio. Now, today, we are hitting you with the cuffing report, or the cuffing season report, All About Bay Edition. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the cuffing season report, but since the beginning of Man Made Radio, we have been doing the cuffing season report. So this is now our third installment of the cuffing season report. Be sure to check out the cuffing season report relationship draft and the cuffing season report love and relationships. You can find those on the past episodes of Man Made Radio, and you can do so by going to blogtalkradio.com/manmaderadio, where you can review any and all past episodes that have aired live on the show. Now, we're live in the mischief, and we want to know, well, first let me tell you guys before I even get into anything, you guys can call in via 347-637-2685, questions, opinions, whatever the case. We want to know, why do we acknowledge cuffing season in the first place? I mean, think about it. Do we seriously need a season or a time of year to become a couple or to get romantically involved? I just need to know. Is that necessary, or is that something that we use as an excuse? If you ask me, which nobody asked me, but I'm going to give you my opinion anyway, I think most people are confused. That's my honest opinion. I think that most people want the benefits of being in a relationship, but they don't want the responsibility of the commitment, hence cuffing season. It's called cuffing season for a reason. A lot of y'all cuffing up y'all boo, bae, male, female, whatever the case may be, y'all cuffing them for a season. Summertime is over. It's getting a little cold outside. Maybe you're getting a little lonely, a little bored, whatever the case. Now you want somebody that you can take on dates. You want somebody that you can cuddle up with. Maybe you don't want to bounce from house to house, couch to couch, you know, trying to find that love interest. You want to just find one person that you can chill with through the season. So it seems like when the weather cools down, we get tired of being young, wild, and free. I don't know. Like I said, seems like everybody wants to just cuddle up and get warm, in my opinion. Well, then there's this bae situation. Hence, you know, we're in the cuffing season report, All About Bae Edition. Bae is like a worldwide phenomenon at this point. I don't get it. I mean, when I was saying bae, nobody was saying it. It's to the point where it has no meaning or value. At least that's just my opinion. Everybody has a bae. Or if not, everybody wants a bae. I mean, just a while back, think about this. Just a while back, all the ladies were independent. You know, they didn't need a man. They're chasing this money, whatever the case. And all the fellas were MOB. They didn't need a woman. They didn't need a bitch. Money over bitches, MOB. Now, everybody out here searching for a bae like Waldo. I don't get it. They say bae stands for before anyone or anything else. Now, they say it stands for that. They say that it's short for babe or baby, whatever the case. Either way, it's going down in cuffing season. We all try to get a little closer to our bae. And with this bae draft, I just want to know if y'all bae is going to last till next spring. I'm saying, though, because most of the people that's online saying, oh, bae did this and bae, y'all switching out bags like y'all changing drawers. Let's just be realistic. That's why you need to keep your relationships on social media, first of all, because we see y'all and we counting on our fingers, sometimes toes too,
looking at y'all switch. I mean, for the men, it's not as bad. We know we live in a double standard world. So that for the men, you know, he might get some cool points. But ladies, stop switching out those bays like that. Stop switching out those bays. Will your bay be here till next season? Beyond the cuffing season? Only time will tell.
Truth be told. I'm going anywhere and get it done. Nobody do it like her. Something special when she does. Okay.
Thinking about a couple of things, girl. Let's open up this one to give it to me, girl. Love the way you move your body like that. Ooh, damn, girl, that's so fast. Back it up, come and ride like a car, girl. Throw it back, look at fairly in your yard, girl. Go hard, cause I know you got a kid, girl. Let these motherfuckers know who he is, girl. So bad she got you tripping. Don't fuck with him, he ain't tipping. If you looking in, he don't pay. Don't damn, baby girl, just wait. Let her watch you on that pole, girl. Firefighter, watch you on that pole, girl. Hit a split, let her watch you go. This girl putting on a show. So now I've got a couple ones for me. She looking good, this girl is bad, yeah, she the one for me. I got some rest and told her way to bring some ones to me. She looking good, this girl is bad, yeah, she the one for me. I love the way you do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. I love the way you do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Turn up, turn up,
yeah. Now go on, bust it open. Bust it open. Bust it open.
Turn up.
Bust it off. I love the way you do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Nah, I keep waking up with these strippers. I keep telling myself I'm gonna change, but they keep sending me these naked pictures, and I'm about to get them off frame. Lord, I know she ain't perfect, and I know she off the chain, but every time she disappear, I'm stuck here like David Blaine. Had her tears when I make it rain. Dance so long, never made enough. Fuck with me, she never dance again. Fuck with me, we never breaking up. Get your cash, get your bread. Shake your ass on your head. Remember when you fell off that pole? I signed your cash on your leg, but you've got much better since then. I guess that pole dance class worked. I guess that yoga class paid off. You got some hoes mad at work, and your little cousin, she don't dance. She count your money, hold your purse. Say you wanna dance to my song. That's a gift and a curse.
I love the way you do it, do it, do it, do it,
do it.
Welcome back to Man Made Radio. You are live in the mischief with your girl, Anna Mae, and you just heard that new OT Genesis featuring Lil Wayne, Do It. And for all my music heads out there, did you hear that sample in the background? Some of you may know, some of y'all amateurs may not know, that that record is actually a sample of Maxwell's This Woman's Work. Perfect for cuffing season, the original version. Then we flip it, we got, you know, Bust It Open, which brings me to my next point. Bae, I mean, is this bae situation love or lust? I don't think a lot of y'all know. If you missed the beginning part of the show, I said, I think most people, when it comes to this cuffing season, when it comes to this bae situation, when it comes to even their relationship status, most people are confused. It just, we see y'all scrambling all over the internet, telling all your business, looking stupid. We see it. By the way, if you want to hit me up, 347-637-2685, live in the mischief here on Man Made Radio. And it's, first of all, bae may not even be love or lust, the way y'all put it out there. It seems like a lot of y'all just want a bae so y'all can show them off. Y'all want to show y'all bays off to y'all Facebook friends, to y'all Instagram followers, Twitter, Snapchat. I mean, it's everything. Everybody want to show
oh, babe did this, me and babe doing this. Maybe I'm old school, but I thought a relationship was supposed to be sacred. I know marriage, that's a whole other level. That's supposed to be sacred. But I thought that when you build something with someone, that was for you guys to share amongst each other, not to be dictated by a season or social media or any of this shit credits our relationships and really waters them down. We're more likely to break up or have relationship issues when we put other people in our business. We know that to be true from our friends and family. And then you put social media in the mix. Bae. Y'all just looking for attention. Hence cuffing season. So apparently when you get drafted during cuffing season, you got to know sharing is caring, especially for the men. So, and I think women are becoming more receptive to this concept, which is unfortunate. If you listen to some of the other episodes on Man Made Radio, such as the Sex Chronicles installments, definitely check those out. Sex Chronicles, Mind, Body, and Soul, Sex Chronicles. There's at least three Sex Chronicles that you can check out on blogtalkradio.com/manmaderadio. But I talk a lot of Good Girl Gone Bad is a good one, Man Made Radio episode. I talk a lot about women and how we seem to value ourselves in this new society. But I don't want to get off subject. I just want listeners to know, if you're new to Man Made Radio or if you haven't heard some of these episodes, definitely go check them out so you can kind of get a little bit of the stance that we take on Man Made Radio when it comes to relationships and women and those things. So, back on topic. But women, we have seemed to become more receptive of sharing is caring. We want to be bae. We want to have a bae to the point that we don't care that bae has another bae or bae has a side piece or bae is spending his time somewhere else. All we care about is as long as bae come back to us. It's to the point where we are even willing to have sex with bae and another chick. Threesomes. Oh, yeah. Y'all know about it. Some of y'all had them. Some of y'all wish y'all could have them. Some of y'all, not y'all cup of tea. Either way, men seem to be happier when they have a bae that shares him. I mean, there are some men that are old school, you know, that just want the traditional relationship. But nowadays, it's like a free-for-all. I mean, a free-for-all, let alone in heterosexual relationships. A lot of men like the idea of their woman having a girlfriend. Young Dro said it years ago, my girl got a girlfriend. I mean, threesomes are on the rise. As far as we know, there's not a lot of statistical data that supports it or unsupports it. But from the little bit that we do have from the research, from the surveys that are done, threesomes are on the rise. They're on the rise, and women nowadays are more willing. I'm not going to say all women are because I know I'm not sharing. But some of you ladies out there are okay with that. Some of you ladies would much rather share your man than be without one. More power to you. Who am I to judge? But this bae situation, though, who agrees to share their bae? Who agrees to share their bae? As long as bae comes home, right? Of course, there are some people who, you know, they don't partake in cuffing season. You have the hopeless romantics who are looking for real love. They ain't really into the seasonal thing, you know. They ain't really into the bae situation. They just really want somebody that's for them, genuinely. No games, no gimmicks, you know, that's cool too. A little rare these days, but people like that do exist. Do you know, you have those who would much rather be in a situation that they have a little bit of, or they're getting a little bit of a person versus being in a situation where they're not getting anything from a relationship or what have you. But, hey, are y'all really getting these bays because, I mean, let's be honest. A lot of y'all are not going to be honest. A lot of y'all are not going to be honest. I salute the people who can be honest with themselves as far as what they want in life. But a lot of you guys just don't know. You're confused. So the people that are participating in
cuffing season, they're participating either directly or indirectly. Either way, it just seems that we hate to be alone. It seems that we hate to be alone. It seems that, you know, we hate to be cold from the lack of body heat. Even if you don't live in a cold place, cuffing season, it still exists. It still exists. It's just something about the winter months. It's just something about the holiday season. It's something about it that makes people want to be closer together. And it's something about the heat, the summertime, springtime, when it warms up, people want to be free. People want to explore their options. Why is that? Whatever it is that has our relationship or whatever it is that has us changing our relationship status along with the seasons, it can't be pinpointed. But all we know is that this year, Bay has given us a great way to do it. I mean, Bay can be anyone from a woman crush Wednesday to the guy that you work out with to, you know, the chick that you crushing on, maybe on Facebook, whatever the case. Bay, taking over. The cuffing season, I don't even know if y'all want to be cuffed or if y'all don't want to be cuffed. I don't think y'all know. I think that y'all like the idea of being up under somebody, that's for sure. You know what? How about we start liking the idea of love?
Can't wait till my heart calls you. And I made a voice thing to do.
Welcome back to Man-Made Radio. That was DJ Mustard, Love. Now, we're coming to the end of the cuffing season report. I just want to salute all of the married couples, those of you who didn't jump into a relationship because of the status or because you wanted to get your family members off your back. All your friends were in relationships and you felt like it was your turn. If you have something meaningful with someone, I want to salute you and hope you guys have a blessed relationship, because in these days, honey, let me tell you, you got to watch out for the snakes. You got to watch out for people who trying to cuff you for a season and not a reason. And that goes both ways. Ladies, you got to watch out. And fellas, y'all got to watch out too. Y'all got to watch out for people trying to trap y'all. It's a dirty game out here. Now, definitely, if you missed the beginning of the show, I want to mention again, you can check out the past Cuffin Season reports, the Cuffin Season Report Love and Relationships, and the Cuffin Season Report Relationship Draft. That's pretty much what's going on. You're getting drafted for a relationship. So if you get drafted during cuffing season and you have something that actually lasts through next spring, through next summer, and you find yourself rolling into next cuffing season with the same person, you get a round of applause. Pat yourself on the back. Now, some of y'all, that's not the goal. But hey, as long as you're being honest with each other, who are we to judge? Who are we to say what your relationship status should be? Every squirrel has to get a nut, right? Take it how you want. I definitely want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Man-Made Radio Show today. And just know, we're live in the mischief here each and every Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have some cool things coming up. I know you guys have been missing me. I've been missing you guys too. We're not going to go too far into that. So, blogtalkradio.com/manmaderadio. Of course, you're live in the mischief with your girl, Anna May. And we're going to close this thing on out. Enjoy your week. Sweetest Day's coming up. Make sure you treat Bay right.